Today is International Day of Older Persons, a United Nations initiative to celebrate the important contributions of older people in our communities. It's also a much-loved non-for-profit organisation's inaugural day, Probus Day. South Australian David Simpson is the new chair of the board. He joins me now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Jenny. Lovely to be with you this morning.
Yeah, and happy Probus Day to you.
Thank you very much. It's all a bit exciting, something completely new for the Probus organisation, but we're really hopeful that it'll take off every year and the community will know more about what Probus does.
Tell us all about it.
Well, Probus was formed about 40 or 50 years ago in the UK, and interestingly enough, in those days it was a men's club, but then it came to Australia and it's grown substantially, and these days we have men's clubs, women's clubs and mixed clubs. And all the new clubs we're opening are actually mixed these days.
Yes, times have changed. Congratulations on your new position with Probus. What attracted you to the organisation, David?
Well, it was a bit of a coincidence. I've always been in Rotary, or I've been in Rotary for about 35 years, and Rotary formed Probus. But a friend of mine at a wedding said, I'm in a Probus club and I'm really loving it. Why don't you come along? And I thought, well, my friend never joins anything. So I thought, well, it must be pretty good. And so I went along. But then I found out he had an ulterior motive in that they were looking for a president. And so in 18 months' time after joining the club, I was president.
Oh, wow, there you go.
So I've gone on from there and I've been a Probus district director and then now on the board and now chairman.
Oh, brilliant. And it's good to get some South Australian energy into the board as well. That's great.
Well, you know, South Australia in Probus is going extremely well. We've opened about 10 new clubs in the last year. And it's probably kicking well, like most things we do in South Australia, it's kicking well above its weight.
How so?
Well, opening the new clubs. And we're lucky enough that we've been able to open up meetings and have meetings. Since July, some clubs have been meeting. Some clubs are just starting to meet now. But we're all happy to get back in it. I look back, and I was only doing this morning, I look back on the last six clubs we've opened, and five have a woman as president.
Oh, great.
So that's certainly a big change from the men's only club it used to be.
Mm. So what do you get up to in these clubs? Do they all have different sort of themes and purposes?
Yeah, every club runs itself and every club can be slightly different. The things that most clubs automatically do is have a monthly meeting with a guest speaker or alternatively have a social occasion. But then they have activity groups, like there might be a walking group, craft group, a happy hour group, a coffee morning group. Each club has different activities, but as well, monthly, they mostly have outings. So they might go to somewhere in the Adelaide Hills, to Pakes Farm or the garden at Mount Lofty or somewhere else. They go and have an outing and then usually stop for lunch and then come home. So there's monthly outings, which aren't essential, but quite often half the club go.
David Simpson's with me. He's a new chair of the board of Probus. It's the first Probus Day today. And it's all about, your organisation's all about staying connected socially post-retirement, right? A super important thing when you're no longer spending, 40 hours a week working.
Yeah, in the initial times, that's exactly the reason it started, because in those days men were retiring and their social outlets were their work. And so suddenly there was a big hole in their lives, and this has helped to fill that. And interestingly enough, I was looking at the clubs in the area that you serve on your broadcasting, and there's something like 30 Probus clubs in your area that would be able to take your broadcasting. And something like 1,300 members.
Oh, wow.
It's a big organisation when you think of it that way.
Yeah, there's quite a few all through the Hills, Murraylands, and lots on the south coast, aren't there?
Well, there's at least seven in Goolwa and Victor Harbour area, and some very successful clubs there too.
And how are you celebrating Probus Day today?
Well, I decided that it would be nice to open a new Probus Club on Probus Day. And so we're opening a new Probus Club this morning at North Haven. And we've already got about 60 RSVPs. And so it's going to be a good, new, vibrant club.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm very excited.
And just lastly, it is International Day of Older Persons. What do you reckon we can learn from older South Australians?
Well, I think the very important thing is, well, we can certainly learn a lot because there's an awful lot of wisdom accumulated in senior people. But I think that the important thing that I see for the older person is to stay involved in the community. Mm. And experts suggest that we live a lot longer, happier lives if we stay involved in the community. And that's what Probus is doing.
Absolutely. Well, you have a wonderful day and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks very much, Jenny. It's lovely talking to you and thanks for taking an interest in Probus and Probus Day.